Kia ora, I'm Karen O'Leary, and this is Full Disclosure. We're going to talk to politicians, builders, actors, writers, and media personalities to find out how coming out was for them. This podcast is bursting with pride to be supporting Rainbow Youth. Joining me in the Full Disclosure studio is actress and voice performer Jodie Rimmer. Jodie has starred on such TV hits as Young Hercules, Xena Warrior Princess, and even that great reality show Celebrity Treasure Island.
A lot of us have internalised homophobia. Yeah. Some of my best gay friends have internalised homophobia. So that's just a really normal thing. Don't give yourself a hard time. Try not to judge yourself. Go with what feels natural.
Welcome, Jodie. Thank you so much for making the time to come in and chat to me.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Now, Jodie, obviously people know you from all sorts of things. Young Hercules, back in the day, it was about 5 years ago, wasn't it?
My 20s, 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
No, actually, ageing is a privilege. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you've just got so many strings to your bow. I mean, is there anything you can't do? You sell water tanks, you were in that amazing film Nude Tuesday.
That's right, I forgot about selling water tanks.
Yeah, well, I heard you were very good at it.
I pop up every now and then on the screens or at the theatre, but, you know, I do other stuff as well. I work with kids. That's something that I do. But, I mean, I don't really want to be acting full-time, but if someone asks me if there was more work, I'd probably be happy to take it. But, no, actually, that's not true. I actually really do love working with the children and not having the pressure of having to be someone else all the time. I quite like being me.
Well, I'm not surprised. You're a fantastic person. I like being around you. So there you go. It's a win-win. Let's get into the real nitty-gritty, the reason we're all here.
Okay.
Well, we're both here. There's only two of us.
Okay.
Can you tell me a bit about your home? Who do you live with?
In my whare, there is me and my two children, who are 12 and a half going on 16, thanks very much, and 10 going on 14, thanks very much. And just me, and then our beautiful dog, Hewa.
And obviously the nature of this podcast is we're talking to people about their sexuality, how they identify. How would you identify in terms of your sexuality, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it, but it's something I haven't really spoken about in a public forum before, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have. Actually, I can't remember. I identify as bisexual, and I have done for many years.
And obviously, because I do know you, and I know a bit about you, you have been in a relationship with the father of your children.
Yes.
Was that for quite a long time?
It was about 10 years.
Were you bisexual when you were with him?
Yes.
Did he know that about you?
Oh, absolutely. Should I start at the beginning?
Please do. That's the best place to start. Otherwise, we've got no idea what's happening in the story.
I thought I was heterosexual, and then I, probably at about the age of about 18 or 19, I had my first relationship with a woman. And so not long after that, I came out as lesbian to my parents.
How did that go?
Not very well. I mean, this is a long time ago, and my parents have grown a lot since then. It wasn't like in the movies, like in the good movies where it's loving and supportive. But they were just doing the best that they could. They were scared, I think.
Yeah.
I think, to quote my mother, you'll never walk down the aisle.
Back in that day, you wouldn't have been allowed to walk down the aisle to get married
if
it happened to be to a woman that you're in love with.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So her concerns were valid.
They were. So thankfully that's changed now. If you did want to get married, you can these days.
If you want to do it more than once, why not, I say.
They both reacted in a sort of scared, angry way.
Was that really hard for you?
Yeah, it was. But I was sort of expecting it. I just wanted to be upfront. I've always been quite a brave person. I try not to take it to heart. I was a lesbian for, I don't know, 3 years or something. And then I worked out after that I was probably bisexual because I was attracted to both men and women.
Absolutely. And that's basically the definition of being bisexual, isn't it?
It is. And bisexuals get a hard time.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because people think that bisexuals should just make up their mind.
Yep, that's the common thing. Just choose one. Are you just too scared to be gay?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a common misconception. And my answer to that is no, I'm not going to choose one. I love both and can love both. And that's very natural for me to be with a woman, and it's very natural for me to be with a man. I think people think that we're just sort of sitting on the fence. And I think too that a lot of young people experimenting with their sexuality say they're bisexual. And you know what? That's fine. Like, who cares? If they're just trying to discover their authentic self,
absolutely,
they can go for that, you know. I just think people care too much about what other people are doing. Why do they care so much? If I'm bisexual, good on me. If you're straight, good on you.
Absolutely, Jodie. I fully agree with you. So you were living as a lesbian for a few years, and then you decided you were bisexual. Was this an announcement that you made to people, or did it just something that happened and you knew it for yourself, or was it something that you felt the need to announce to those that you knew?
I was still discovering. I was kind of surprised when I was attracted to a man again, and then had, you know, several relationships with men, and then had another relationship with a woman. So I just was like, okay, this is what's happening. Yeah. I must be bisexual.
Yeah.
So no, I never had a party. Right. Maybe I should have one.
Well, we can have a party.
Would you like to come?
Yes, I'd love to come to your party. Yeah.
I have been sort of celibate for the last 2 years as well. So maybe I'll have a...
Is that by choice?
It is actually, yeah. I've just had a big reset on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it's been a good time, a healing time. But maybe I'm ready to come out properly.
And get back on the horse, so to speak.
So to speak, get back in the saddle.
Yeah, and whichever saddle it is. If it's a male saddle, great. Female saddle, love it. You just choose the saddle that feels right for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm very much looking forward to this party. So in terms of those people around, like your children and your mum and dad now, I guess, have you talked to them about the fact that you are bisexual, that you can fall in love with men or women, and that's just part of who you are?
Yeah, I've spoken about it, particularly with my children. Mm-hmm. And kids these days are amazing. Yep. Thank goodness.
They're so much better than we were.
So much better. And it's so exciting for the world.
Yep.
That they're so onto it. Both my kids have no problem with that at all. In fact, they're extremely accepting of anyone and everyone and all sexualities. And it's just so cool to see. They just think it's really cool that I'm like one of their favourite characters from the show SWAT. She's bisexual.
Oh, right, great. Yeah.
No, she's also really hot. The fact that they think...
I was going to say, is it a bit weird that your kids think you're kind of hot?
No, they don't think she's hot. They haven't...
Oh, right, so
me.
You think she's hot, right, sorry.
I think she's hot.
Okay, yeah.
She's also very fit and extremely good at her job, which matters a lot if you're on SWAT. So my youngest was like, oh, that's great, Mum. You're just like, I can't remember her name, Lena, I think it is.
Yeah.
You're just like Lena. And I'm like... Yes, I am, just like Lena. Thank you.
Do you think the fact that you were bisexual changed any of your relationships with friends or family?
I think just me being who I am, I just try and live an authentic life. And I feel like because of that, I have nourishing, quite rich friendships. Mm. So that's just me being me. And I guess my sexuality is just kind of part of that. Everyone in my close circle will know that I'm bisexual, but... you know, other friends, whatever, you know, you're in different circles, I probably aren't aware, because I certainly haven't been in a relationship for the last two or 3 years.
And like you say, you haven't had the party yet.
I haven't had the party. I don't have the T-shirt.
It's not on the media, is it? Well, it will be now.
Oh,
everyone's going to know now.
So, yeah, I mean, people, my close friends won't be surprised at all, because they just know me as me. And I think if I'm around, like, for example... when I went to Celebrity Treasure Island and mixing with different people that I wouldn't usually mix with.
Tell me about it.
I was subjected to different views.
And attitudes.
And attitudes, which were quite shocking to me, because I realised that my world and the people that I deal with are all great and cool and easygoing. And
hence why you hang out with them.
So I was quite shocked. I was just reminded of how sheltered my life is in a world that I have built around authentic people.
Well, maybe it's not necessarily sheltered, but you've made sure that it's safe.
Thank you. Oh, I like that. Yes, I have made sure that it's safe.
And you've chosen the people around you that are going to also ensure that safety.
Yeah.
And security. And love.
Yes.
Compassion.
Yes.
All of those things.
Exactly.
Why do you think, as a society or as people, we still have to make that, like, you know, make that statement and say, look, I'm coming out and I'm this, is it because it's point of difference for the general public? And then often people have a really traumatic experience with coming out. You know, I've been very lucky, and it sounds like you have as well in terms of the support that you've had. But how can we fix it for all those other people and for the people that just have got this really negative attitude towards who someone wants to love?
Gosh, I wish we knew the answer to that.
I was hoping you had the answer to that.
I don't know if we knew that answer, the world would be a better place. But it's just people have different points of view, don't they? Sexuality, of course, you just grow up organically, like however you are. That's who you are. So, yeah, I do wonder why we have to, it's not shout these things out, but for me, I wanted to be honest with my family, to be the authentic me. But for people that don't have a safe environment, I can't imagine what that would be like, having to pretend all the time. I mean, I've lived in different pockets of my life where I felt like I wasn't being the real me. Say I was in a relationship that wasn't serving me anymore, or and I was taking a while to build up the courage to have that conversation, and also to make sure that what I was feeling was actually real and true, that I did want to finish with a relationship.
Yeah.
So carrying that sort of, not secret, but that sort of change and that sort of information, just carrying that before you have the courage to talk to someone about it is a lot.
Absolutely, yeah.
And thinking of these people growing up in an environment where they're carrying that all the time, that breaks my heart.
Mm. But we haven't worked out how to fix it yet.
No, we haven't. Just support.
And absolutely.
Places like Rainbow Youth and this podcast and people who are authentically trying to make a space where people can feel safe, because this is life. We're mixed up, made up of all these different types of people. We have to find a way to find our people and then, yeah, have a safe life.
I've mentioned this before. At the end of the day, if you're just someone who wants to be in love with someone, no matter who they are, but you're not hurting anyone else, why should it matter to anybody else?
Absolutely. I do remember there was a comment that got back to me when I was, I'm probably like 19, and I was walking along the street with my then girlfriend, Ponsonby Road to boot, holding hands. And this got back to me through girls I've gone to high school with. So that probably left high school, what, 2 or 3 years earlier. And, you know, I felt from the comment that that wasn't okay, what I was doing, you know. And, I mean, there have been other instances where I felt like on the outer and not that what I was doing was not okay. But just that feeling of shame, you know, and shame can live so closely to the surface in so many of us. But yeah, shame is just hard, and it's isolating. Shame is so isolating.
I think you're conflating a whole bunch of issues.
You don't want to be held to account rising child abuse numbers.
You can manipulate crime statistics.
I promised I wouldn't have a tag to you that got traditionalist.
Hang into the National Party's tagline there.
It would be a resignation offence if I didn't deliver tax reduction.
I'm not worried about it at all.
Nothing iffy in there. That sits with you perfectly fine.
That's what we're focused on.
Whatever happens in politics, the weird, the wonderful, the important, the thought-provoking, we got you. Listen to Tova wherever you get your podcasts.
When you had your first girlfriend, when you were 19, how did the people around you respond to that?
My friends were not surprised. Some of them were already gay. I mean, you know, it was lucky that it was a safe place for me.
You've got to have to think about your speech at your party.
Yes.
Let's have a practice now.
Okay. thanks everyone for coming. Thanks to Karen for flying up from Wellington. Some of you might have suspected this for quite some time. I'm not only a mother. I'm a motherfucker. No, just kidding. How's it going so far?
It's really good.
Okay, great.
You keep going.
Quiet, please. I'll say that a lot in my speech.
Yeah.
People often say to me, oh, come on, you have to be gay. You're a soccer coach. You play soccer. I mean, look, come on, Jody. And I'm like, thank you. And I do feel really comfortable in those roles. And I've wondered over the years, but still I have an attraction to both. So people don't necessarily feel comfortable with you being bisexual, with me being bisexual. And it's kind of annoying. Like,
well, it must be.
Why
annoying.
Does it matter?
Well, it shouldn't matter. Again, I'm a little bit ignorant when it comes to bisexuality, obviously, because I'm not it. And it's like you can't fully understand something that you haven't lived.
Yeah.
So in terms of, like, can I just ask you some random questions?
Sure.
So when you start to fancy someone, does it just happen in exactly the same way regardless of whether a man or a woman?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just meet someone you like, quite like you?
Yeah, I mean, it's harder to meet women because I just live mainly in a heterosexual society. That's the more dominant sexuality. So I find it harder to meet women.
I just think what you've said about being your authentic self, being genuine and just living your life as who you want to be, in a really positive, supportive way, I think that's really the crux of why I think you're such an amazing person.
Oh, thank you. Also, too, now that I'm a parent, well, actually, I've been a parent for, it feels like 100 years, but I think it's 12 and a half.
Yeah.
All that stuff's really under the spotlight for me. How am I bringing up my children? Mm. Is this a safe place for them to find out who they are authentically? So I've had to relook at all that stuff again.
Yeah.
And, you know, sexuality is all part of that. And now I'm just at that stage with them where I'm like totally cringe. Whatever I do is like so
same as Melvin. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's lots of fun.
It's great. Yeah, yeah. Embarrassing your kids is actually quite fun, isn't it? Let's be honest. All right. Just lastly, because we are getting to the end of this amazing chat, is there any advice you'd give to young people that are bisexual out there?
If they are hopefully thinking about their sexuality. I think that's a really healthy thing to be thinking about and ruminating on, experimenting even. Just to not judge yourself. Go with what feels natural. And also, you know, a lot of us have internalized homophobia.
Absolutely.
Some of my best gay friends.
Yes.
Who are deeply on the end of the gay spectrum have internalized homophobia. So that's just a really normal thing to have. We've been living in a heterosexual world. And it's just normal to have those feelings of internalized homophobia. Yeah, I just think don't give yourself a hard time. Try not to judge yourself. Hopefully you can find someone to share your thoughts with, whether it's a friend or a guidance counselor at school.
Yes.
Someone at Rainbow Youth.
Yep.
I think parents are getting better at parenting as well. We just want a place where you can have a loving life. That's how I parent my children, and hopefully other parents are on board with that as well. Not saying that I'm better.
No. But you are. No, you are better. I mean, you're not saying it. Jodie, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Has it?
I'm being authentic. You should recognise that because you're so authentic.
Yeah, look, that's one of the things I love about you, is that you are an authentic person, and it's just been so great to see you on Celebrity Treasure Island and all the work that you do, just being yourself, because young people need to see that.
Oh, you're going to make me feel a bit upset now, Jodie. That's very kind of you, and I'm supposed to be thanking you, not you thanking me. We've kept getting this all wrong. No, thank you so much, Jodie. You're a legend, an amazing person, an amazing parent, and just a bloody good friend. So thank you so much for coming.
Aww, thanks, guys, and thanks to Rainbow Youth.
This was Full Disclosure. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast is created by Kate Langdon and produced by Kate Langdon and Mark Ehire, with audio mixed by Jess Vella and original music by Eilish Wilson.
If you don't have time to read the in-depth stories, or you just prefer to listen instead, The Long Read From Stuff is the podcast for you. Each week we showcase one of our excellent pieces of journalism, telling important or entertaining stories from the world of crime, sport, history, culture and more. You also get to hear from the journalists themselves about how they uncovered the story and how it came to life. So, for your weekly dose of long-form journalism, beautifully read, subscribe to The Long Read From Stuff wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Chris.
Yes?
Do you want another very broad question? I've got a very broad question today.
Go on, then.
What do you know about sports?
Up the Wazz! Go the Black Caps! And don't forget Premier League football.
Oh, you do love a bit of Premier League footy, don't you? What team is it that you support again?
Oh, the current champions, Manchester City.
I think they're pronounced Arsenal. It's pronounced Arsenal.
But you know what's good about football?
Yeah, what?
They don't regulate soccer. Right?
I'm sorry? There's a sport that regulates soccer?
Indeed there is, and it's cycling.
That's very strange. Why on earth do they regulate it?
Well, I know, but if you want to find out, you'll have to listen to the Big Stuff Quiz, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's a cliffhanger indeed. The Big Stuff Quiz is brought to you by Melbourne Every Bit Different.